I know you killed my mother.
You're going to have to be more specific.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Kill James Bond. It's Girls' Night.
Girls' Night!
That's right, because Dev has fled the scene, going to Chicago on some sort of vacation.
Dev's on American dome leave, which, like, frankly, a disgusting practice that I do not condemn.
No, we condemn anyone taking time off of the podcast to get dome, especially in a scenic location such as the United States of America.
Disgraceful.
We would never. Disgraceful. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's letting the side down, really. but so me and Abby are left to cover, and I have made what I think is the perfect choice for a girls' night.
We have
movie.
A policy that we never do a mainline episode on, like, the franchise we're doing without all three of us. So we needed something to fill the gap. And
you need to, like, turn all three keys simultaneously to unlock the briefcase with the recording
containing the DVD
it.
Of Rambo 4.
Yes,
so in the meantime, we decided to have a girls' night girl boss movie and watch a movie about girls' shit. And Alice has selected Cruella.
Yes.
Why now, did you select this?
Oh, it's not fully my choice, because this is going to make one listener very happy. So one of my girlfriends made me watch this movie. Yeah, I know. One of my many girlfriends, applications taken anywhere podcasts are sold. That's right. They're all just off screen. Had me watch this movie. And while it isn't a good movie, it is a lesbian sadomasochistic movie in a lot of ways.
I disagree about the lesbian part. I think the film actually goes to great lengths to not be at all gay, which is hilarious given the subject matter, but...
I mean, lesbians were like a weed, you know. We grow in places where we're not supposed to be. And the reason why she had me watch this was because she told me she got her Dom voice from Emma Stone in this movie, and it made a lot of things make sense for me. It vastly enhanced the movie for me.
I enjoyed this movie because one of my girlfriends, Flex.
Flex. Yeah,
is a girl boss CEO. I was just thinking of her the whole time and her massive empire that she runs. So that was quite funny.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, this
we're
is
lying
one of
here, by the about... way, listeners. For parasocial reasons, we are of course both single because we love you, the listener.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and in a number of cases, this may literally be true. Yeah. But
I do not condone that.
Going on dome leave with each and every one of the listeners. Into their headphones.
I mean, I've not been able to get a date in a while, so yeah, I could be tempted.
And yet, there's a perfectly good hot dog laying on the street outside. Anyway, this is one of, like, a billion origin story prequel sort of, like, properties where they went back and they raided the archives for, like, evil characters.
Yeah, because they did really well with Maleficent, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And they're like, what if you do that again?
Exactly. And the thing is, right, we've talked about camp before. We've talked about loving powerful and evil women before many times on this podcast. And so you would think doing an origin story along those lines, it's a surefire hit. We're going to love it.
No,
not this time.
I mean, it's a movie. People worked hard on it. You know, there's some
it's
great
true.
Bits.
And the thing is, Disney...
A
great company. Yeah. They make quality. Is this coming out on the free feed? How nice do we have to be about Disney?
It is the free feed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Disney have never done anything wrong ever.
Yeah.
And they're going back to the archives for their beloved character, Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I genuinely like Cruella de Vil as a character in 101 Dalmatians because she's insane and evil.
I've never seen it.
It's literally really
never
it's,
seen it.
It's good. So Cruella de Vil is this like
I get the concept. Like she's a crazy evil lady who wants to make a coat out of the Dalmatians. I understand that. I've just absorbed that through kind of Disney osmosis through the subliminal.
And like if you like see it, you see that she's this kind of like bird like presence. She like abuses her weaker goons, and she has this voice as she talks like Tallulah Bankhead, darling.